Hi, welcome back to the Autism Everyday Podcast.
We are your hosts, Swati
and Geeta.
Welcome back. It's been a while.
Very, very long, and we are so happy to be back with this, you know, opportunity to talk to you again.
Absolutely. I think it's been a long break and there's just so much that's been happening, and we're completely thrilled to be back here and to actually share so much that we've learned over the past few months. So before we go any further, in case you're coming across our podcast for the very first time, be rest assured we're more frequent than this. This has been an intentional break from podcasting. So do go check out our previous episodes, available wherever you stream your podcast, Spotify, Amazon, Apple Podcasts. You can find us just about anywhere.
And we've touched upon a range of topics. Let's just say everything autism, everything, many things ABA.
Many things ABA, many things special ed. Parenting.
And it's actually become something there where we can refer people to and say, you know, go back and see, we've spoken about this. And if there's something more that we can add to that, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's the bit I enjoy the most personally, because when a parent comes up to us and says, hey, you know, how do I deal with this specific situation? It's always wonderful to have a chat with them, you know, to have a consultation and really get down to the root of it, which we always do. But I love that we have this episode, you know, at our fingertips that we can just literally send out you know, help them at that point of time.
Sometimes it's easier when you're listening to somebody and just listening to somebody and not having them give advice to you directly.
Absolutely.
It takes all kinds.
Yeah.
And on that note, also do check out our book, A World of Difference. Something that we published last year, a book on mindful parenting for children, parents of children with autism, available on Amazon worldwide.
And Kindle.
And Kindle.
So with that, let's, you know, get down to what's been happening. So first up, we have Dr. Geeta with us. We've mentioned this before, but I think it's so exciting, right?
That I forget very often
that you're a BCBA and a doctor now.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, the end of the journey anyway, like just about when, you know, you were almost done and what those interactions with a lot of the parents were.
I think it was very interesting, the outcomes particularly. I learned a lot from my interactions with the parents. I think that kind of takes me back to the topic that we would love to talk to you all about today, right? My whole journey of my doctoral thesis, it put a lot of things into perspective for me about parenting and about parents of children with autism. And it was an amazing journey. I loved every moment of it. I wouldn't say it was easy. I've spent many sleepless nights kicking myself for having started on the journey. But it was awesome, and there's been a lot of learning from it. And that has put so many things, including our everyday practice, into given it a very different perspective, actually.
Wonderful. Don't you think so? Absolutely. Yes. I think there's so much that's changed. Not just in terms of, I mean, obviously in terms of recognizing autism, recognizing what comes with autism, the comorbidities that ever so often get missed out, but also the parental perspective, which is, you know, understanding it is a process. Yes. Like we're constantly evolving in understanding how we can help parents better and how we can be better professionals.
Absolutely.
You know, so I think that's really the most wonderful part. On that note, let's talk a little bit about Autism Awareness Day, or is it Autism Acceptance Day?
I think it's variously called that, April 2nd, and I think somewhere it's also Autism Awareness Month.
Oh yeah, that's right. I've seen that somewhere. I've seen that too.
So whatever, whether it's Autism Awareness Day or Autism Acceptance Day, those are all semantics, because ultimately if you don't have awareness, you don't get accepted.
Right. Yeah.
You need to know something about it in order to accept it. And so if we leave those words aside and talk about, you know, every year, really, when we set out to plan what to do on Autism Awareness Day, which is April 2nd. So, I mean, I know over the years, there's so many different things that we have tried to do, and, you know, and when we talk of awareness, we always think about the community out there or the general public.
Right.
They need to know what is autism, because nobody actually, many people have heard the word now, unlike years back, but nobody really knows a lot about it, right? And having said that, yeah, if you're not impacted by it, I guess it, like many other things, it's just a word you hear, right? And so that's the first thought which always comes to us. We need to educate the community around us. We need to educate, you know, service, public service providers, for example. People who these individuals are likely to interact with.
That's
like
right.
The police or... you know, a transport department. People
typically
transport
a community
department.
Helpers,
yes,
right?
Yeah,
community
yeah,
helpers
yeah. Is what always comes to mind.
Yeah.
But I think year after year, we have also struggled with the issue. And like I was telling you, in the process of doing my doctoral thesis, one of the things that really stands out is the fact that the one population that really needs a lot more knowledge and on autism awareness and then acceptance is parents of children who are impacted by autism itself. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I absolutely. I mean, I just want to like backtrack a little bit and add, when you were talking about community helpers, the one thing that came to mind was, you know, I'm going to share this with our listeners. Very recently, we were out, you know, on a little trip, and there was somebody we knew with autism on the trip,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it was really interesting because we were taking a, you know, a cab, right? And there was a cabbie who didn't know anything about us. And what we noticed is he was so extraordinarily compassionate to this person with autism that we were traveling with, right?
Yeah.
And we didn't have to tell him that you know, the individual has autism, the person has autism. You know, he might be talking a little loudly, he might say some things out of context, he might stim, he might, you know, scream, a whole host of things, okay? But here's the thing, we didn't have to tell the cabbie. He was so compassionate towards that person, and that sort of stays in my mind.
Yeah.
Because here's somebody we didn't have to educate. Here's somebody we didn't have to go out and say, hey, listen, you know, there's something called autism. Although, you know, we'd be happy to, but we didn't have to in this case, right?
Yes, yes.
So that sort of, you know, stays in my mind and takes me back to, do we actually need to spend that much time educating the community? Or do we need to sort of spend equal amounts of time, if not more, educating and speaking with families?
Yes.
Where, you know, families who are impacted by autism, or families, or, you know, that have neighbors who have children with autism, just about anybody who interacts directly with a child with ASD.
Yeah.
They are the people who need to know and accept this.
Yes,
first.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, comes the community helpers and everybody. Everybody plays a role, for
yeah.
sure, right? But I was really, really pleasantly surprised when... I was touched, honestly, when I saw the cabbie just having this wonderful conversation with this young guy with autism, you know, just chattering away, knowing fully well that they were talking about two completely different things. But, you know, it was lovely.
Yeah, it was a beautiful
yeah.
interaction. And there was never a moment when we felt like we had to intervene or say
exactly.
something.
Because he just accepted it. Like, oh, yeah, sure, he's going to do that. That's
yeah.
fine,
yeah.
you know. And
yeah.
and that's what we need in this
yeah.
world. So
yeah.
that begins with families. That
yeah.
begins at home, where you sit down and you say, okay, my child has autism, so what?
Yeah.
He's different or she's different, so what?
Yeah.
Aren't we all different?
Yeah. But
right?
that's hard, isn't it? From what we see.
It is hard.
It is hard.
It is hard.
It is hard. It's not easy to be a parent.
It's
not easy to accept that your child is a little different, learns differently.
Interacts differently. Behaves differently, moves his body differently. There's so many things that can
yeah.
be different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So this time on April 2nd, you know, we decided that the population that we are going to reach is parents.
Yeah.
Right. So we reached out to parents across the board. I mean, it was just
It was open to everybody, right?
It was open to everybody, and we did have a couple of doctors and development pediatricians come in as well, and we saw a range of families actually. And the surprising thing is there were so many families with children who were 8, 12,
mm-hmm.
older. Yeah. There was another family with a 16-year-old girl.
Mm.
There were so many people. And so we had a couple of interactions over 2 weeks actually, all clubbed to work on World Autism Awareness Month. And it was interesting that, and I think that it reiterated and validated our stand that families are the ones who need a lot more awareness.
You said it.
Yeah, right? And that's what came out of my doctoral thesis. Family, every family was complaining or saying, if I had known better, if I had more information earlier, then I would have done things differently. And that's a lesson we decided to take forward and try to see, can we reach more people to tell them, you know, your journey can be different if you have more awareness and more knowledge and of the reality of the condition and what you can efficiently do. So it was fascinating to see families across the board coming in, and it's fascinating that the set of challenges that they are facing, no matter what age the child is, are the same.
Mm.
Right? It's all about not sufficient social skills, some behaviors that look odd outside of the outside in the community, or insufficient communication. In fact, the child, some children can talk but they don't communicate, or challenging behaviors in many cases, or in some cases even undiagnosed autism. But that's just right. The fact that my child is having these challenges and I don't know what's wrong. Mm. She goes to school, she's studying, but there's something that's different.
Yeah.
And that was a family that actually made us pause and think that, you know, this one went unrecognized for so long. Is it because she's a girl?
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. That was hard.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, the other set of parents we interacted with, the questions were the same. It's universal, the questions. My child doesn't do this. My child doesn't do that. So when we talk of Autism Awareness Month, I think one of the things that really hit us was we really need to work very, very hard on this segment. Counseling parents, talking to parents, and giving them sufficient inputs about what autism is. It's not this mystery thing, but what can you do
exactly,
what is important to do.
It is not a mystery diagnosis. It's fairly common, and you know, it doesn't get cured. It's something, it's not a disease. It's not something
a disease.
You know, that you accept, you love, you learn to even appreciate.
Absolutely
right.
I mean, going back to that young guy who was part of the travel that Swati spoke about, it was fascinating because the moment we reached our destination, he was the first to unpack very systematically at that, into a neat, you know, into neat arranged piles, while we were just kind of pulling clothes out of our suitcase and
I mean, we were completely disorganized in comparison. And here was this young adult who said, please show me to my room. And he was, you know, he went away to his room, closed the door, and he just unpacked and came out only once, you know, everything was in order.
Right? So to go back to what Swati said, we have a lot to learn from them.
We do. And I think everything begins with accepting who they are, accepting the condition, and for families to really be proud of this individual for what he is, what he can and cannot do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. There are many things you and me can do and cannot do.
Oh yeah, the list is endless.
So, can we not accept that from the children as well?
Oh yeah. I mean, this doesn't mean go to say that you can't expect anything from them. Oh no. But to actually just accept who they are.
Yeah. So, I think henceforth World Autism Awareness Day,
Or
Acceptance Day, obviously cannot be restricted to April 2nd or the month of April.
Yeah.
But to make this a part of our everyday everyday journey, to make it a part of our work all the time and every day, is something that we all need to be working much, much harder on.
Definitely. Well said.
Yeah. So thank you for listening in, and
This honestly felt like, you know, we had you guys over for coffee and we were just talking.
Yeah. So we do look forward to sharing more specifics and, absolutely, you know, more information from our interactions with families that day. But we will certainly do that now that we're back with our podcast. So till
then. See you next time.
Yeah. Stay safe.